This is Jerry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Lee, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Esther Bryant, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-S-T-H-E-R. Last name is B-R-Y-A-N-T. On November 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old female, height 5'11", weight 150 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 21st, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was rear-ended and the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a 2016 Nissan automobile, and was hit by a truck with a bed in it, period. Although the patient denied loss of consciousness, the patient did sustain injury, period. The patient's abdomen hit the steering wheel and both knees hit the dash, period. The patient was jerked and her left shoulder was also jerked, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having problems with aggravation of her pre-existing abdominal hernia, as well as a right knee pain, period. She had immediate pain, including a headache, comma, neck pain, comma, bilateral shoulder pain, bilateral knee pain, and abdominal pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day. The ambulance took her to Community North Emergency Room, period. She was treated and released after she had x-rays and apparently a CT scan, period. Approximately 1 week later, she was seen by her family doctor. She was placed on medication and referred to physical therapy at ATI for a couple months, period. She returned for follow-up, and she did contact her prior general surgeon for the abdominal hernias, period. She was also referred to Dr. Rosen, R-O-S-E-N, a general surgeon who does abdominal reconstruction in Cleveland, Ohio, period. She was seen once and scheduled for surgery November 28th of 2023, period. New paragraph. Her abdominal pain with associated hernias is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing type pain, period. It causes nausea, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. She also experiences constipation, period. She is aware that she has a large abdominal bulge, period. She has had 3 prior surgeries for abdominal hernia, both in the upper and lower abdominal area, period. This automobile accident has aggravated her prior hernias by approximately 50%, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. The duration is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing type pain, period. Her knee locks up at times and also gives out on her at times, period. As a result, she has fallen approximately twice, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up and down the leg, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, vacuuming and housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, exercising, comma, walking over 20 feet, comma, running, comma, playing with her grandchildren, comma, sleep, comma, wearing certain clothing, comma, certain foods aggravate the condition, and as a result, it affects her diet, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, an aerosol for asthma, comma, and ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen 600 milligrams, comma, nausea medicines, comma, an abdominal binder for the hernia, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and asthma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals an appendectomy burst in approximately 2012, period. She had abdominal hernia repairs in approximately 2013 and 2016 involving both the upper and lower abdominal regions, period. In approximately 2017, she had a third abdominal surgery for hernia, but couldn't due to the repair due to infection in the abdomen, period. At the time of this automobile accident, she did have a hernia present in the upper and lower abdominal area, but this accident aggravated the hernias by approximately 50%, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right knee in the past, period. In terms of prior abdominal injury, she had three abdominal surgeries for hernia plus an additional fourth abdominal surgery for a burst appendix, period. She had abdominal reconstruction with the third abdominal hernia repair, period. She was in an automobile accident in approximately the year 2000, where she was rear-ended and had physical therapy, but all areas have resolved, period. These injuries resolved approximately 3 months after the injury, and they involved the head and back without any permanency, period. The abdomen was not an issue in that accident, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. As mentioned, this automobile accident aggravated her pre-existing abdominal hernias, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is a retired office manager, period. She did miss approximately 3 weeks of work and couldn't return to her past occupation after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including photographs of the injury and damage to the vehicle, period. Records from Community Hospital North Emergency Room, October 21st, 2022, states motor vehicle crash, patient rear-ended, was complaining of headache and neck pain, restrained driver, no airbags deployed, also complaining of headache, period. Abnormalities on physical examination were documented. They did a CT of the cervical spine. The CT of the cervical spine was negative for osseous abnormalities. They also did a CT of the head, which was negative for intracranial abnormalities, period. Their impression was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, acute non-intractable headache. She was discharged in stable condition. Medical records from HealthNet dated October 31st, 2022. Reason was follow-up from the emergency room at Community North car accident 1 week, period. Another record from HealthNet November 1st, 2022 was another follow-up from the automobile accident period. State's patient was seen at Community North ED on October 21st, 2022 after MVA period. Patient had neck, shoulder, back, and leg pain period. CT scan of the head and arm diagnosed whiplash. Patient still has pain in neck and shoulder and upper thighs period. Pain radiated. Let me rephrase that. It's not pain radiated. Pain rated 7 out of 10 before taking ibuprofen, period. Another set of records from HealthNet, March 21st, 2023. Reason for appointment was stomach issues, period. History of hernia, pain in abdomen at times. Gets hard at abdominal sites, then patient can't push it back in, period. On examination, there was a ventral abdominal scars plus hernia noted, right of ventral incision, 5 centimeter diameter, increases with Valsalva, mild tender to palpation, period. Assessment included ventral hernia without obstruction or gangrene, period. We'll contact office to see where Dr. Spencer wanted patient to go for complex hernia repair, period. New paragraph. After performing an IME and reviewing her medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 21st, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, on general appearance, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, and she does require a cane approximately 10 hours per week, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 1 centimeter round scar involving the right lower knee where the patient injured her knee on the dashboard, period. There were multiple abdominal surgical scars, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive, flattened accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was grossly abnormal, period. There were 3 distinct large hernias, period. The upper abdominal hernia was reducible. It was large and oval on palpation, period. It was tender to palpation and was 14 centimeters vertically by 15 centimeters horizontally, period. This was in the middle upper abdominal area, which extended from left to right sides, period. There was another hard, large oval hernia in the lower mid-abdomen, slightly over to the left side. It was non-reducible and tender, period. Size of this large hernia was 19 centimeters by 19 centimeters, period. The third area of hernia was also not reducible. It was hard and oval and approximately 13 centimeters by 15 centimeters located in the left lower abdominal region, period. In all 3 areas, there was protrusions of the abdominal hernia, worse with Valsalva, period. The most superior hernia was reducible. The lower 2 hernias could not be reduced, period. There were also, besides the hernia scars, there were diffuse drain scars present, period. There was a 36 centimeter vertical abdominal surgical scar, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4 period. Examination of the extremities were all normal other than the right knee period. There was 20% swelling of the right knee period. There was crepitance on range of motion period. There was palpable heat and tenderness period. There was diminished strength of the right knee period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee period. Flexion of the right knee was diminished by 38 degrees. Internal rotation was diminished by 4 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, aggravation of prior ventral abdominal hernias, period. Number three, right knee pain, comma, trauma, comma, and strain, period. Number four, cervical strain resolved. Number five, cephalgia resolved, period. The five diagnoses above were all caused by the automobile accident of October 21st, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the abdominal region, utilizing Table 6-10, the patient qualifies for a 5% whole body impairment, period. This impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for her prior past medical conditions, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of her injuries of the automobile accident of October 21st, 2022, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the right knee regions, period. These two whole body areas of impairment are permanent, and they will not resolve with future treatment or future surgery, period. She will continue to have pain and diminished range of motion of her right knee for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will have an additional abdominal surgery with reconstruction in November of 2023, period. Ongoing medications, including ibuprofen, will cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. An abdominal binder costs $200 and would need to be replaced every 1.5 to 2 years, period. Some injections in her knee would cost approximately $2,000, period. A knee brace would cost $150 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation.